Bruce Weavers with the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget. And we're going to talk about the Michigan July jobless rate numbers. They were released yesterday. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, how do you get the information? How do you compile it when we talk about these numbers?
Well, the unemployment rate for Michigan primarily comes from a household survey that's conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau. They interview households throughout the state to determine the employment status of people in those households. And then we run a separate survey of businesses that produce some of the information we have on jobs by industry.
And tell us about the July numbers.
Well, the unemployment rate increased in Michigan in July to 10.9%. That was an increase of 0.4 of a percentage point. So that's the third consecutive month that the unemployment rate has increased in the state. The unemployment rate, though, is still well below where it was this time last year. Back in July of last year, the rate was 12.4%. So the rate is down by 1.5 percentage points over the past year. But many of our economic indicators, at least in the last 3 or 4 months, seem to show that the state's labor market has flattened out. Job growth has flattened out a bit, and the unemployment rate has, as I said, increased in the last 3 months.
All right, tell me about the trends and highlights that you didn't just talk about.
Well, in terms of job levels, if you take a little bit of a longer perspective over the last year, you can point to some industries in Michigan that have added jobs. Those would be things like business services and healthcare and manufacturing. Certainly the auto industry in Michigan has added jobs over the last year. The government sector is the one sector that's lost a significant number of jobs over the year. In terms of July, there were some job gains in things like professional and technical services and health services, but job losses occurred in July in temporary help.
And I know it's not your job to forecast what's going to happen, but you can look at the trends and tell us what you've seen over the course of 6 months.
Yeah, I think the health of the national economy is going to be critical. Certainly, this recent pause in improvement in the labor market in Michigan is very consistent with what's happening in the national economy. Nationally, job creation has slowed quite a bit in the last 3 months, and the unemployment rate has been kind of stuck in that 9% level nationally. So it'll be important to watch developments in employment and the labor force nationally, because any slowdown, obviously, in the national economy will filter down to us here in Michigan.
When I saw the wages for manufacturing and transportation equipment, those have gone down.
Yes, the wage levels in July were down, certainly in the auto sector. The auto industry, though, has been one of the bright spots so far this year in terms of adding jobs. That's certainly been true in Michigan as well as the Lansing area. And that's been one of the bright spots. Manufacturing has been one of the bright spots nationally in terms of job additions just over the last several months. But if you take the longer picture, certainly the tremendous hit that Michigan took in the recession of 2009, much of those job losses occurred in manufacturing, which means there's a lot of people in the state who formerly held jobs in the manufacturing sector, and there clearly are not enough job openings to allow all those workers to return to jobs similar to the former positions that they held.
From what I understand, you'll release the cities from around Michigan, their job numbers, but you do have the numbers for Detroit, Warren, and Livonia. What's it look like there?
Yeah, the Detroit trends were similar to the state. The unemployment rate in the Detroit metro area was 12.5%, which was also an increase over June. The unemployment rate in the Detroit metro area has been well above the state pretty much all year. And that continued in July. We'll have data next week for the Lansing metro area, and of course the Lansing metro area tends to have a lower unemployment rate than the statewide average.
All right, before we let you go, Bruce, anything else surprise you, startle you, or just cause you to look twice?
Well, I guess the other major trend you could highlight would be the Michigan continues to show a drop in the size of its workforce. That continued in July. The number of people active in the workforce fell by about 17,000. So our workforce is now almost 2% lower than it was a year ago. That's similar to national trends. The workforce has not been expanding nationally either, but we do have a little bit higher drop in workforce levels here in Michigan than is true nationally.
All right, Bruce Weaver is with the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget. Bruce, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.